This is Traveling the Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower. Here's Alan Watts.
Many farmers who work ground along the Ohio River often have farms in Kentucky and the neighboring state. Hancock County farmer David Winchell says farming in Kentucky and Indiana does pose a few challenges.
I not only have to be licensed as a, you know, chemical applicator in Kentucky, I have to be in Indiana as well. And, you know, there's some differences in them rules and regulations, so I have to keep up with both to keep my license up in both states.
Winchell says there are some differences among states.
I have to abide by, you know, Department of Transportation rules for my semi-trucks in both states. There is some differences in FSA offices that you just have to, you know, accustom yourself with.
He adds that it has become normal over the years.
As a whole, you know, I don't think anything about any of it anymore because, you know, like I said, I have farmed in Indiana since 1990, and, you know, it becomes this day a normal for you, you know, when you've done something that long.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment. Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for H&R AgriPower's authentic Bush Hog rotary cutters. For corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for durability. So famous, there are many imitations, but only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. A wide selection of models, sizes, and hitches makes it easy to match your job and budget. Available at H&R AgriPower, your premier Bush Hog dealer, with 5 locations in Kentucky, Hopkinsville, Russellville, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Mayfield.
Plan a trip out west this summer. Western Kentucky, that is. You'll find Western Kentucky's best lake, Lake Barkley, the best outdoor recreational area around, with land between the lakes, the friendliest people, amazing food, and we're not very far away. Definitely worth the drive. Cadiz Trigg County Tourism encourages you to visit our neck of the woods. We can't wait to see you. Find out more at gocadiz.com.
You're listening to Traveling the Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower.
Hancock County farmer David Winchell says moving equipment across the river is relatively easy.
Luckily, I'm only 15, 16-mile move to my Indiana ground, and we have a good wide two-lane bridge here that crosses from Hallsville, Kentucky, over to Carrollton, Indiana.
Yeah, the move does require some assistance.
It's not as bad as you may think because we are blessed to have one of the wider two-lane bridges up and down the Ohio River.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.